You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. I lost it today. Yeah, I'm serious. I lost it today, and I'm so sad about it. I'm so sad about this. So today's soul story actually comes from something that happened last night. So I really didn't lose it today. I actually lost it last night, but I discovered that it was gone, that I had lost it today. And that, my dear, is this. My beautiful, wonderful mitten, my black, fuzzy, beautiful, warm, soft, chic mitten. I know. I call it a mitten because it's not a glove. Gloves are like the ones with the fingers, right? And I'm not a big fan of those, even though, yes, they're practical. I love a great mitten. A mitten that you can stick your whole hand in. It stays warm. It's beautiful. And I needed it last night more than ever because we were in a snowstorm. We had a snowstorm last night. And my daughter called and said, "Hey, Mom, Uber's charging $100. She said, "Hey, Mom, I have a huge favor to ask." Her and her friends had went out downtown. They had gotten an Uber to the place that they were going. And when it was time to come home, Uber was charging $100 per ride. That normally was $15. So she said, "Can you please come and pick us up?" I love driving with my four-wheel drive. So I'm like, "Hey, no problem. I'll be there." But as it turns out, in the process, I ended up losing my mitten. So sad about it. And what's interesting about this is I have this sort of fascination with lost gloves, lost mittens. Whenever I see a mitten or a glove lying on the ground somewhere, or on the pavement, or in the subway, or wherever I see it, I instantly feel drawn to it, and I always take a picture. I always take a picture. And it's interesting because I take a picture because I always wonder what the story is behind that glove or that awesome mitten. And I imagine who the person is. I wonder if they're looking for it. That's my first thought is, oh my goodness, I have this feeling of sadness because now the glove has been separated from its pair, its soulmate, its handmate, you know, and from its owner. And then I feel some sadness, you know, for the owner. I'm like, oh my goodness, they lost their glove. And I think about it. And so I go into this whole storyline in my head, but I usually almost always take a picture. It's this fascination. It's like one of my favorite, but yet least favorite things. I say least favorite because it's always a little bit sad, but also when it happens to you, because when it happens to you, it just really doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. So I kind of empathize. Anytime I see a lost mitten or a glove lying on the pavement, I empathize. And so I'm having this moment today of like remorse, feeling sad for my mitten, who's now at large, out there, can't find it. And then I started thinking, I was like, oh my goodness, it's probably in the parking lot because I pulled into this parking lot to let Stella go potty and it probably fell out then. So I went and looked in the parking lot, but of course, the snow plows have been there and they have moved all the snow, including my lost mitten, if she's out there somewhere. And also, I empathize because I think about how so many people may be able to relate to that mitten. You know, we as human beings, you, my dear, whether this has ever happened to you or not, this feeling of like somehow you have this missing piece. It's like this feeling of somehow you have a match, a perfect match somewhere. You have a soulmate, a handmate, a something that is your pair. It's your mitten. It's your glove. It fits like a glove. Whether that's a relationship, whether it's a position, whether it's a partnership, whatever it is for you, have you ever felt like somehow you've lost it or you've never actually had it? And there's this yearning for it. You know, when I think about a mitten or a glove, not unlike a sock, but at least a sock, you can kind of mix and match. Like socks are a little more versatile. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, I lost my pair, but you know, I'm going to keep going. But a glove or a mitten, on the other hand, not so much. They're absolutely meant to be paired with their pair. They're meant to be paired with their pair. Unless, of course, you're on the hand of Michael Jackson, in which you don't need another glove. You already paired up. You've already got your rockin' pair. You're great and you're good to go. But if you've ever felt like a mitten or a glove that's lost its other half, or you feel like something is missing, I want you to think about this. Some things were never meant to be alone. First of all, you're not a thing. Remind yourself of that. However, this still applies to you because you, my dear, were never meant to be alone. Now, when I say that, it's interesting because a lot of times, especially in the world that we live in, everyone thinks you have to have a soulmate. Everyone thinks you have to have that man or that woman in your life. And then for whatever reason, if you don't have it, you feel like somehow you're the odd one out, or you don't feel complete, or you don't feel happy, you don't feel fulfilled. And then you go seeking, searching this thing, and you try to find love in all the wrong places, and you start to wonder, is there something wrong with me? I mean, on and on and on the storyline goes. Or you get paired up, and then you're like, wow, this doesn't fit at all, and I can't wait to get this glove off. You know what I'm talking about. But unfortunately, we live in a world where everybody thinks, oh, you have to be paired up. You have to be paired up. Well, I'm not a big proponent of thinking you have to have that one glove, that one other half to your pair. But I am a proponent of this, not doing life alone. You, my dear, you're not alone. You were never meant to be alone. The way we are designed as human hearts and souls, we were never meant to do life alone. We were never meant to do it in isolation. We were never meant to do it outside of the pairing of hearts and souls coming together to do life well together. Think about that, to do life together. You know, we think that, oh, because we don't have maybe that one perfect partner, first of all, what's perfect anyway? But we think, oh, we don't have that soulmate, so somehow I'm missing something, or somehow I'm going to have to do life alone, and I'm going to be lonely. I will tell you this, with almost 8 billion people on the planet, loneliness is a choice, and doing life alone is a choice. I hear so many women that their biggest fear, and not only women, men too, but I hear it mostly from women that say they're so afraid of living alone, so afraid of growing old alone, when the truth is, again, that's a choice. That's not something you have to be afraid of, my dear. You know, it's interesting with the glove that I lost. Over the last few weeks, I've almost lost it a few times, and so I've really been like honed in on it and almost a little bit afraid of losing it. I'm not gonna lie. I think a couple times I've even thought I was a little afraid of losing it. So I started thinking about it, and I thought maybe that's one of the lessons I'm learning right now. Again, a reminder that what you fear comes upon you. So do not be afraid. Do not worry, my dear. Do not sit here and think that if you don't have the soulmate or the handmate, or you are separated from your other half, your pair, that somehow you have to be afraid of that, because you were never meant to do life alone, and loneliness is a choice. And also, you know what? I'm still looking for that mitten. And I believe with all my heart that when that snow starts to melt out there in that parking lot, I'm going out there and I'm going to find that thing all soggy, all wet. It's going to be sitting there going, yes, thank you for coming and finding me, because I am not going to stop looking for her. I am going to find her again. I put the other one, I tucked her away, and I said, don't worry, we're going to find her. I believe we're going to find her. So when we do, It's going to be a match made in heaven. But you know what? Even if we don't, my mitten is not going to do life alone. So I hope you got something from today. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What area of your life do you feel like you're kind of doing it alone? Write it down. And then remind yourself right now that doing anything alone is a choice. Reach out and ask someone to join you in this journey, whatever it is. You've heard me say so many times, one and one is not two. One and one does not equal two. It equals 11. So reach out today and become part of something bigger than yourself. Because you know what? That something that's bigger than yourself is also looking for you, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much, and I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.